Well, the Lions finished off their season at 9-7 after a 35-11 win over the Green Bay Packers. Marvin Jones had four grabs for 81 yards and a touchdown. He joins us now. Marvin, congratulations on the win.
Oh, I appreciate it. It was a fun one out there.
Yeah, so Marvin, how would you describe your season?
We finished 9-7, and this is the NFL, and it's hard to win, have a winning record. So, there was a couple games that obviously didn't go our way. And, we needed to make more plays. But at the end of the day, this to finish it off like this, it was very exciting. The whole week, everybody was loose and aggressive and excited to go on and get on the turf. And we finished it out, obviously it's not what we want. But at the same time, I know I have a lot of belief in this team, with the players that we have, that, it's going to be a good one for a long time.
Okay, so that being said, and you guys do have some skill, what's it going to take to get to the next level? One is, and the thing that's kind of not today, but in the past, is slow starts by your football team. You're so good in the second half. How do you get it to the point where four quarters each week can get you to where you want to be? Because while you're not in the playoffs, you know you can be.
Yeah, that's nothing to even talk about. It's just something to do. We have to actually go out there and do it. And I think that not shooting ourselves in the foot, making the plays that we make, but do it consistently. That goes with it. We could do that. We're gonna be damn good, because we are a damn good team. And if we do that consistently for four quarters, first half, second half, and put it all together, that's what it's gonna be.
We're chatting with Marvin Jones after the Lions finished off the Packers in their season finale with a 35-11 win. Marvin, I know you're not immune to the rumors going around, and there's multiple reports that your head coach, Jim Caldwell, could be fired at the end of the season here. So what would you say about Jim Caldwell? Would you want him to come back?
I love Coach Caldwell, and we all do. What he does for us goes beyond, X's and O's. Most definitely. At the end of the day, you know how this business is, that's not something for me to worry about. All we could do is, do what we could do and control what we can control. Obviously, if you talk to anybody, the love that everybody has, for Coach Caldwell, and he knows the love we have for him. So, we'll see.
Well, put your analyst hat on for a second, okay? Let's just kind of an overview real quick. Who's the best NFC and AFC team you either saw or played against this year?
The best NFC or AFC we saw.
Yeah. If you were picking right now, who do you think the best NFC team is, and who's the best AFC team?
I'm not gonna lie. The Saints. When we went down there, they had got hot. They had caused a lot of turnovers and stuff like that. I think that was the game that really, jump started them and their belief. So I would say them, and my boy Cameron Jordan is playing like the best defensive line in the NFL. They're really doing it. So I would say the Saints.
All right, and Marvin, before we let you go, you got any picks for tomorrow's game? Georgia and Oklahoma and Alabama and Clemson?
I don't know. Georgia and Oklahoma. I don't know. I don't know about that game, but Alabama and Clemson, that's going to be a good one. I'm just going to say Alabama, just because we have a lot of Alabama people in our locker room. So I'm going to say that. But the Georgia and Oklahoma, I don't know. Baker Mayfield, he lights it up. That's going to be a good one. In Georgia, the past couple of years, they've been the kings of, coming back and just squeezing out wins, so. I don't know. You could expect the unexpected with a Georgia team. So, well, I'm just gonna say Georgia because my favorite quarterback in the world is went there. So yeah. Georgia.
Wise move to choose Matt Stafford. You'll be on the next year's Christmas list, my man.
Congrats, and
I hope that Christmas list means more wins and a lot more catches for you as well. Congrats on a way to finish the season, and enjoy the off season. You know how short they are, and good luck. And we'll talk to you again.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.